At the 2012 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with FMC and Rick Eakins. First of all, Rick, tell us what you do for FMC.
I am the Anthem Brand Manager for FMC. It's basically a product management role in our marketing group, and my responsibility is pre-emergent herbicides, most specifically in the corn market.
All right. Well, you've got a very interesting contest that is just kicking off. This has to do with singing our national anthem, so, I mean, who couldn't be for that? Tell us a little bit about this, actually, a scholarship contest.
It is, and we think this will be a lot of fun. This is a scholarship contest, as you said, with a grand prize of $10,000, and there are additional prizes of $5,000 for three more of the finalists, and this is aimed at, obviously, students. And if you look around our booth and look at some of the literature that we've been printing in, for the last year or so, we've been talking about investing in farming's future, and we've talked a little bit about what that means to FMC. This is really the next step in that entire process, and what better way to invest in farming's future than to invest in the youth of agriculture? And so what we're asking kids to do is to videotape themselves singing. I don't suppose anyone uses videotape anymore, but they can video themselves singing and upload that video onto our website, and they'll have about a 2.5 month period or so to do that. Then we're going to open this up to voting and let the public decide who those four finalists are going to be.
Well, this kicks off in terms of the being able to enter, I believe, in March, runs through the middle of, we're in March now, March 15th, mm-hmm. running through the middle of June. So where do they go? I think it's to your website. You've got a special place for them to go to?
They do. You can find anything you want about any FMC product on fmccrop.com. This is also linked to that website. If you go to fmccrop.com/anthem, you can get there. And there's a simple registration form. There's a button you click on to upload the video. That all will be live on March 15th. So after March 15th, you can upload those videos. And then we'll take videos through the middle of June. And then starting on the 2nd of July is when we'll open this up to voting.
And I think we might ought to mention, just because I happen to remember it here, that do they need to be a member of a National Agricultural Student Organization for that?
They do. 4-H, FFA, or Student NAMA is who we're asking to be a part of this. Obviously, those are organizations that support agriculture, and we want to continue to show our support of agriculture through those youth organizations.
Well, we've mentioned National Anthem, and you've mentioned the product Anthem. Tell us a little bit about where we're at right now in terms of this product with FMC.
Sure. Anthem is a pre-emerge herbicide with a label that's pending at EPA right now. We expect that registration will be out in a September, October timeframe 2012, which means that we'll have product available for sale in the fourth quarter of this year, certainly in time for the 2013 application season.
How about crop application? What crops are we talking about? What areas do you see this having being the best, an area where that this would be as a great solution?
Sure. This is a broad-spectrum pre-emergent corn herbicide, and broad-spectrum in that it controls grassy weeds as well as broadleaf weeds, in particular some of the resistant weeds that we've seen cropping up across the corn belt, like the pigweed and water hemp as well. So it's a very broad spectrum. It's a very wide window of application, meaning that you can start to apply as much as 45 days in advance of planting, and then you can apply all the way up to V4 corn. So, and then obviously to get over top of corn that's at the four-leaf stage, you've got to exhibit crop safety, which we have done. And then the other thing I want to pull out here is that we really haven't focused as much on is the fact that this is a new active ingredient that we're introducing into the corn market. And that's going to be important today as well as down the road as we continue to look at traded crops. We continue to look at the opportunity for resistance to develop in some of those crops. And how do you get in front of that? You get in front of that with a good, solid, and effective pre-emerge program before those weeds get out and become a problem.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hoping that the regulators do their part, and we'll see Anthem on the market here in the near future. Just getting back to the scholarship before we go away, the contest, I should say, just want to make sure we mention that it will be online voting for those entries in this National Anthem scholarship contest. That'll take place September, October, and the winner being announced October 24th. So we're going to look forward to that. And we're going to close now because I don't think anybody wants to hear you, Rick, or me try to sing the national anthem in this interview. So thank you very much. We're here at Commodity Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.